in, I'll get the rate for you as well.
Hi, Devin. Devin, my name is Paul. I am the area manager. You were just speaking with Tara, and she did want me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service, you know, how it would work, what would be included, answer any questions that you have. Happy Monday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, good. I appreciate you asking. I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website, and obviously you use Google, so you know that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. Now, our job would be to make sure that when especially commercial clients are looking for your services, your business, your website pop up as one of those options. So we'll do what's called off-page optimization, meaning that we'll create all the different destinations, directories, manual submissions that Google looks for, indexes, and ultimately uses to determine what businesses would be displayed on the first page. And like a website, of course, it talks about your company, your services, your service area. Obviously, you do travel quite a bit even for the right job. This would also include a social media campaign that would be paid Facebook ads included. Now, you actually do qualify for reduced pricing. It is an established business. You'd be looking at a fixed flat rate of exactly $299.00. It would bill once a month for that $299. So it's not a lead-based service. Tara did attach Angie Lead here. Obviously, that's a very different service. The two of them can work very well together. There's no direct conflict, of course, with paying for leads and also having people find you on their own and call you directly. But that's exactly what would happen here. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits. The calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate of $299. It is offered on a month-to-month basis. Of course, it's our job to make sure that people are calling you, that you're getting the jobs, you know, earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, too, so you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Did you have any specific questions for me at this point?
What's the, volume of traffic that goes through if we don't have numbers on, like, cost per click or cost per lead?
So Tara says you travel anywhere between 25 and 50 miles. Realistically, like, I mean, I can do a search and find out. Would you want to keep it closer to home, or are you willing to go 50 miles on a regular basis?
Realistically, for the deal cycle we have, which is going to be, let's say you have an introductory call, you know, you set up the in-person inspection. Based on in-person inspection, you can
sure.
set out your estimate or quote. Normally, we want to keep it under 50 miles, like under 25 miles. Ideally, like 4 hours.
Okay.
Different with our Angie's List. Facebook has to keep it under 25.
Gotcha.
Because I think Facebook, the way they have it set up is like if you were in, let's say, within that 25-mile radius in the last 30 days,
mm-hmm.
then you still fall under that radius. So you had people who filled out the form and they're like, I'm in South Carolina and my stuff got destroyed. Can you stop by? And I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I can't. Like, as much as I'd like to, I can't justify it.
No. Yeah, of course.
Drive up north to a
right.
estimate.
So with this, I mean, obviously, and the 25 miles helps me to do that search. We will, though, target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you do want to be found. So, I mean, we can definitely target that 25-mile radius. And when I do a search and commercial roofer, commercial roofing contractor, it looks like it's only populating 7, 8. The 8 most popular search phrases for that 25-mile radius, and this is going back the last 30 days. Now, you're not going to be limited by those 7 search phrases. It just looks like this particular search is limited. So this is going to be a pretty conservative estimate. I mean, obviously, people can type in any of the services related and keywords related to the services that you provide, so you're not going to be limited by how someone finds you, but just with the 7 most popular search phrases, and I'm doing a 25-mile search from the 30096, it looks like in the last 30 days there was 1,814 searches. Now, that's probably not 1,800 people doing a single search. You know, people do like to search a couple of times in a couple of different ways, and I'm definitely not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. But Google's been telling us for a very long time, and regardless of the area, regardless of the industry, it always does fall within the same margin of error, which is 1% to 2% of the total number of searches for your services, at least, you know, for the businesses on the first page, translating into direct phone calls. So 1% of 1,800 is 18, 2% would be 36. We can add, you know, a handful more, you know, when we include all the other things that people can type in. So for that 25-mile radius in the last 30 days, you know, if you're going to get 18 or 20, maybe up to 40 phone calls directly to you from someone who would have seen your website and then decided to call you. I mean, obviously you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search, and not everyone will decide to call you. But the ones that do call you, and again, those numbers would, you know, kind of warrant, you know, even a modest conversion rate, having you being pretty profitable at that $299, right? I mean, it's not like you're a hair salon or a doggy walker. You know, you don't need 15 jobs to be profitable. Even one job would more than offset the cost of the service. And the calls that you get will be from someone who saw your website first and then decided to call you. So it is a very high conversion rate. Very different than, you know, paying for leads. Obviously, with something like Angie's, it is a shared lead system. You get a lead, and then a handful of your competitors are also paying for that exact same lead. So it's a little hit or miss with that. I mean, obviously this is going to be people calling you directly, so it's going to be a higher conversion rate. And like I said, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it would be that flat rate, that $299 on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah, I think with Angie's List and that kind of thing, we just started Angie's List this month because we've been
okay.
Just running off of like paid traffic from Facebook
sure.
since.
Mm-hmm.
Angie's, I'm not too sure about it just because of the shared leads. Almost always
right.
from previous experience, it's been a complete clusterfuck. Like, it's not good leads. Mm. They always, this person that you call them and they're like, best price. Why not?
Right. Yeah, a lot of times.
I've always had 15 other contractors calling them
exactly.
the first 5 minutes of getting a lead.
Yeah, that, all of that happens, you know. I mean, you're in a bidding war and usually dealing with someone who's expecting multiple bids. That's why they're using that particular service. So it is hit or miss, you know, and obviously as long as you're getting some work out of it, it would be worth keeping. And like I said, there is no direct conflict with Angie's or, you know, something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. I do have clients that have a lead-based service, and what I would tell you is what they tell me. I mean, the ones that have that lead-based service, well, I think most business owners do prefer to get calls directly to them, and a lot of my clients do, once we get their phone ringing, scale back on their leads. Even the ones that have experience and success with their lead service, you know, they prefer to get calls directly. So, I mean, you wouldn't have to necessarily stop using that service, but you wouldn't really need to rely on it either so much. You know, once we got your phone ringing, you could keep your leads paused more often. Some of my clients do cap their leads at a lower amount. Some of them actually will shut their lead service off altogether. I mean, you are going to reach a lot more people. You know, not everyone uses Angie's, but, you know, pretty much everyone uses Google. So you're going to reach more of your target market. And, of course, with the calls coming directly to you, it's a much higher conversion rate. Now, that detailed reporting and tracking system that I mentioned, it does break down the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Of course, you know, we call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking your account. And you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. A lot of businesses are increasing their advertising even just for the tax write-off at this point. But I think you would do quite well with a service like this. You know, I mean, we Google it. That's what we say, and that's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where people go when we don't know who to call. It would definitely get that website in front of more people and get your phone ringing. Now, you've got Facebook. This would also include paid Facebook ads as well. And that retargeting campaign, now this would be for your service area. Now, obviously, we're going to target specific cities and zip codes and neighborhoods, and it's going to be close to home, so you're not going to be getting those phone calls from people that are, you know, 4 or 5 hours away. It's going to be right there in your backyard for people who are finding you and looking for your services and calling you directly.
is it cheaper if I exclude Facebook ads? Right now our ads are working, so I don't want to mess with those.
Well, I mean, if you like the way it's working for you, I mean, I can, take $50 off, without the Facebook ads, it would drop it down to $249. And that $249 would be the exact amount. Again, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits or anything like that. And it is simple, straightforward pricing. It is a fixed rate, so it would never go up on you. Although it is a reduced rate for an established company, it's not like it's an introductory rate. It wouldn't balloon up on you later on. It would just be that exact amount. You also have a website, too, so we don't have to build out a website for you.
Yeah, let's run it for a month and see how. I'm not expecting results. I'm going to set it up for the month and then go from there. Give it at least like 90 days. We'll let the listing structure slowly do it. And then, it's what, month to month?
Yes, it is month to month. So there's no contract. It's actually completely at will, which means, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you could even pause the service seasonally if necessary. But it is a fixed flat rate, and it would never go up on you. I mean, I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. I can tell you that in that 11-year time frame, we have raised our prices twice. But even if we raise our prices down the line, 3-4 years from now, if you're still a client of ours, your price would never go up. It would stay at that $249.
Sweet. One question, too. Is there an option to tailor it towards specific types of clients?
Sure. Yeah.
So the idea, the kind of push we have right now is two things, which is the commercial flat roof, so like you found the picture, like the big flat roof that you see on like warehouses or
right, of course,
shop, that kind of thing, and mm-hmm. the other being the living communities, like if you look at 55 plus communities, senior living mm-hmm. communities, townhouses that are all kind of under one property management, like that's kind of the sweet spot we've noticed.
Okay,
and let's say for example. You work on just a simple like leak repair in one of those communities. Typically, someone else is walking their dog or they're out and about, and they say, "Hey, I had an issue too." And then you kind of go and fix their issue. And then they say, "Oh, you know what? My neighbor, she was complaining too about this."
Right.
And then now you end up having you become a kind of the go-to person there because if you do a good job on one of them, it just spirals into multiple of them. And that's what we've noticed. A couple of different multi-family communities where we go in to fix one issue and then we leave with 10 different other things we had to do. Everyone mm-hmm. wants to do this. You're already there, so you might as well. And then
yeah, of course. Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, we can definitely do that. Everything is really targeted, so we target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, neighborhoods. We can target specific clients. We can target, specific services you want to be found for, like the commercial flat roof. We can target specific, like, property management communities for you. And everything that we do can always be updated. We can always make changes. There's no cost for us to add additional content or keywords or, ads in different areas and things like that. So, I mean, it really is tailor-made to your needs and, if your focus shifts or let's say, a storm comes through and does some damage and you want to be found for those areas for repairs and things like that, we can definitely move your ads around, make sure that you're getting those phone calls from the people and places that you're willing to travel. Now, what I was saying before is, you've got a website, right? So we don't have to build out a website for you. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one, but we can certainly promote your existing website. That would actually, save you quite a bit off of the setup fee. Normally there's a setup fee involved here, but I'm going to, take $150 off of that one-time setup fee. It would just be a $50 setup fee that only attaches to the first month. And then after that, obviously, it's just that flat rate of $249.
Okay, that works. So what's the total billing for today then to send over the onboarding stuff?
So it's going to be $249 as that flat fixed rate on a month-to-month basis. The one-time setup fee only attaches to the very first month. Every month after that, it's $249. So it would be $299 for everything to get set up and started. One of the very first things that we would do, and today if you've got time, would be to schedule what we call a client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will call you, kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have here, and talk to you about specific places you want to be found, your services, of course, things that we've already talked about, but also, you know, things like a mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., you know, what's unique about your business. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. And then the other thing that I am required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're reducing the one-time setup fee, that it would be $299 to get started, $249 every month moving forward, and of course that flat rate on a month-to-month basis. So again, you can stop at any time. Now, as far as getting your phone number ringing, I mean, obviously this is the number that you want your customers to call, right? Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, so this is my mobile number, so any lead calls or account management related calls, you need the one I use.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. And it's a smartphone too, right? You can receive a text message on this number?
Yeah, this one works. I finally had to kick the BlackBerry away because the SMS stopped working.
Oh, okay.
So I was able to receive the text, but I wasn't able to send out text.
Oh, gotcha.
It wasn't even the dumb BlackBerry. It was the last BlackBerry on their own operating system. So I could run, I can barely run maps at that point. I could run, your Spotify, your Google Maps, mm-hmm. other stuff. But the last straw was that I couldn't text people back. So I had to
write
a text from, let's say, drop me a text and said like, hey, meeting at this time. And I could, mm-hmm. instead of being able to reply back and say yes, I had to give you a call back and say, I can go.
Right. Yeah. Something that should take a second now takes minutes and you might not even get them on the line. And you're like, oh boy. Yeah, that'd be pretty frustrating. I can see why you have to get rid of that.
I think AT&T is depreciating a lot of their previous antennas.
Yeah.
So you have to, they're kind of telling you, hey, you have to upgrade, get off of 2G, 3G, all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, the reason that I even ask about that is, I mean, of course, you're going to get phone calls, but when we reach out to our clients, we do use phone. A lot of times we'll just send a quick text message. Sometimes we'll send emails out to you if it's, you know, a longer piece of information and something that we want you to have for your records. And I was looking on your website, and there is, of course, that contact form, but I didn't see, like, a physical email address. I mean, this is really just for us to contact you, so it could even be a personal email. What is a good email either for you or for your business?
Yeah, so the email address is kevin.b@kr-exteriors.com.
You said dot B, like the letter B?
And period, and then B, like the initial, yeah, like the letter.
So it's Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, dot B, and then the phone kind of broke up a little bit for that last... Right.
TKRExteriors.com.
That's what I thought. Okay, perfect. And then what is your last name? Tara never did get that.
Yeah, it's Beltran. So B as a boy, E-L-T-R-A-N. So belt as in like the waist belt, and then ran as in the tent of run.
Okay, gotcha. And then, the other thing I wanted to ask you, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Beltran, your business is technically service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer, so there's really not like a physical address, not a showroom or physical location you would want your customers to know about. No one comes to you.
Right. There's no, there's no physical address. There's like a mailing address that we use, uh-huh. but for most of them, we're going out to their spot, and if they request, you know, samples or stuff to show them off, that's gotcha. Something we take in the truck and go over to show
yeah.
them.
Yeah, kind of like a mobile showroom. The reason that I ask is, you know, the Angie's profile that Tara attached here, it does have an address. 3685 Cambridge Park Drive, is that a residence?
Yeah, that's a residence. It should be 2685, but I think the Angie's ref made a typo, and I haven't to remind them to update it, so I need to
gotcha.
Update them too.
But it's actually 2685, but it is a residence. Well, you know, Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run out of the truck, right? They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They certainly wouldn't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. You'd be actually listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. And then, as I mentioned, we can target specific places that you most want to be found. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would be looking to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Like I said, it takes about a half an hour. We schedule by the hour, but it gets you towards the very beginning of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. And then I am required to read that voice verification. It is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am, though, Mr. Beltran, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair? Okay. Give me just one quick second here to get that then set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Kevin. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Yes, but the business is DKR Exteriors.
Did you say exteriors with an S at the end or just exterior?
Exterior.
That with an S, right? That's what I thought because that's what it says on your website. But I'm not sure if you noticed. Again, that's something that Angie has incorrect. They don't have the S at the end of it. But I've got the S. I just wanted to clarify.
Yes.
And then... Right.
The S is a sticking point because the LLC registration, we have it with exterior, but the front facing was exteriors.
Oh, okay.
Exterior. So that was,
right.
That's why Angie is that way.
Okay, gotcha. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Yes, the title is president, name is Kevin Beltran.
Okay. And then, Kevin, as the president for CK Exteriors, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Mr. Beltran, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then... Mr. Beltran, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to find you and contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Kevin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of Angie's, and there's no direct conflict there. The reason we ask, of course, is well, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your company and all the services we'll be providing, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for something that we're already doing for you. And then, of course, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Beltran, that's fair enough, right?
Yep. All we have is Angie and then the Facebook ads are internal, so that's not hired out.
Perfect. We actually do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We will, of course, make sure that no physical street address appears for the business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, both the service itself, the monthly, and the one-time setup fee being reduced here, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 11th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $249. And, of course, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service, which again means it's offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Beltran, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Kevin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Beltran, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, agreed.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I'll do Amex.
Amex. Is it your name first and last, any middle initial, or the business name on that card?
Yes, it is same name, yeah.
Okay. You said it was an Amex. That should actually start with a 3. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
3716648574010008.
And then the expiration month and year?
0829.
08 of 2029, and the 4 digits on the front of the card?
9821.
9821. So I've got 9821, 9821, and then I've got August, or 08 of 2028, right, for the expiration date?
Yes, 2029 for expiration.
Oh, that's what I thought. I heard 29. I just kind of clicked on the wrong one. And that's why when I said it, I had to clarify. So I've got 08 of 2029 for the expiration date. And then the card itself was 3716-648-574-01008.
Can you repeat that again?
Mm-hmm. I've got 3716-648-574-01008.
Yeah, that works.
And then the billing address is at the home address, the 2685 Cambridge Park Drive, 30096.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, what is the...
So the toll free... Oh, I can give you a confirmation number for the transaction in a second. Our automated system is going to send you a confirmation email, though, and you'll get that in the next couple of minutes. But give me just one quick second here. Our system is still processing that information, and it's going to generate the confirmation here for you. But the hours of operation to reach client support, that's Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or the following business day if they receive that email either late in the day or after hours. You'll also receive by email the initial invoice will be emailed out to you. The initial invoice email has a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. So I'm pulling up our client interview calendar, and again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. I do have a confirmation number for you if you want me to give that to you right now, or I can also email it out to you.
Yeah, can you send out an email for that?
Sure, absolutely. And then for your follow-up call, it looks like, well, it'd probably be too tight to get you in at 11. But I could do 12 o'clock, 1 or 2, and then this afternoon there is...
Let's do like 1 or 2.
1?
Because I have a meeting that's coming up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Which would be better for you, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock?
Let's do 2, because I have a meeting that's going to get too close, I think, to the 1 o'clock.
Okay, so we'll do 2 o'clock then, right? It's actually going to be scheduled from 2 until 3. The call should get to you right at or pretty close to 2. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open either way. If I'm on a phone call already, they'll still call you. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to, though, even if I'm on that follow-up call, whether I'm on that call or not, I did want to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, just a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with CKR Exteriors, even if it's you, Mr. Beltran, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then even more important, if you get any phone calls, especially like a week or two from now, once your online presence is increased and you're getting phone calls from customers, if you also start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information for you within seconds, just let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that would be kind of the tip-off to the rip-off. It wouldn't be us at all, and then don't even bother asking them. Just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded, and it is attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states moving forward it bills once a month on the 11th for exactly $249 and never a penny more. Now, Mr. Beltran, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do city.
City? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Fulton.
You said Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N?
Fulton, yes.
Okay. And then I have to type in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah.
Okay. If you've gotten the one that says local splash initial invoice, we would want you to open that one up. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. We've attached an invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you see those blue words, click here. They are hyperlinked. And if you click on them, it goes to the local splash terms of experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
I see the access your dashboard and a few other buttons.
If you scroll up above that, it should say in the body of the email, please click here.
Which one, the access your dashboard or a different one? The credentials?
So it is in the same email. It should be the one that says access your dashboard. And then above that, it's got an invoice. And right above that, where it says, hello, Kevin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below, or we kind of copied to your invoice. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
I was looking at, there's like three different docs. All right, yep. Shoot me a text, authorized holder.
Yeah.
What is the sign into the account?
Okay, so if you click on the click here, it should go to the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Yeah, so it's signed into the portal.
Is it asking you for a username and a password?
No, it gave me a temporary one to use.
Okay. You're fine. The reason that I just had to refresh my system to see what you're seeing, the reason you're seeing that is, of course, the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. You do have to, we have to do your client interview first for there to be the content for you to track. I'm just kind of text messaging my supervisor at the same time he's asking me something about Friday. Kind of annoying. I just told him I'm on a phone call, so I'm going to focus on you, and I'll get back to that later. I apologize. So we have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, you're going to receive a confirmation that your tracking system is active. You'll get that notification by text and email. The welcome email that our system should have sent out to you by now, yes, it has sent out to you. The welcome email has both our client support information on there as well as your login credentials. Your username is your phone number, the exact same phone number that we're speaking on right now. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. You cannot change your username. We've got it in our system the exact same way. It is designed to make it easy for you to remember and also easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it is just 770-378-2545, and then it looks like your default password is SEO Friends, all lowercase, no space. You can, of course, change your password at any time. You are all set and squared away on my end. We will have that follow-up call at 2 o'clock. I'm going to send you a reminder email at 1 o'clock, and also a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Some people ask me what that means, and you should have that in your email inbox. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls at 2 o'clock when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well. But either way, we're going to call you right at or shortly after 2 o'clock today. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website in front of more people, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Sounds good. I'll see you at 2 then.
Yep. And we certainly will give you that phone call. Might be right at 2, maybe within a couple of minutes. I mean, it shouldn't be more than, 2:05, or maybe if they're backed up for some other reason, 2:10 at the very latest. But we do try to get our call generated right at or pretty close to the start of the hour. There is a one-hour window, but it should typically take you only about a half an hour to get through that client interview unless you've got some questions. But other than that, welcome aboard. We're excited, and we'll give you that follow-up call at 2 o'clock.
All right, sounds good. I'll see you then.
Yep, sounds good. Take care, Kevin. I appreciate you, and we'll be talking to you a little bit later.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, too. All right, bye-bye.